The 148-page report presents data on sentencing patterns for sexual assault, robbery, burglary, and drug trafficking. Sentencing Commission Director Christy Waite says low-level drug offenses account for the largest racial disparities. She says in Milwaukee, for example, for people convicted of selling 2 pounds of marijuana or less, 21% of whites get prison sentences compared to 51% of blacks.
And that's 30% difference. And that's what we are trying to point out, is when you get to that type of offense at that level, you're seeing a lot of disparity in whether or not to sentence to prison or probation.
The same data shows 10% more Hispanics than whites get prison over probation for low-level pot sales. Waite says the report can't explain the difference because it's based only on sentencing data. Commission member Michael Tobin from the Public Defender's Office says the answer lies in arrest rates and charging decisions made by prosecutors. That's why he backs more money for research and the expansion of drug courts that allow judges to sentence people to treatment instead of prison.
Sending people to prison, if they do get out and more of them get in trouble, we're looking at something that can, you know, protect the public by reducing recidivism and help people succeed. And having fewer people in prison will save a lot of money in the correctional budget.
The new study's authors urge legislators to consider funding both non-prison alternatives and boosting spending on research to pinpoint the true cause of racial disparity in sentencing. Programs that would do both are still tied up in the stalled budget debate. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.